there are two things you need to do. You need to sort out the politics. You need to sort out the legal. You'll know better than us that the politics is more important than the legal, so we'll start there. First, you need a good lawyer. Politically speaking, that is. Whatever hold you got over anybody with a law degree in the ANC, now's the time to call in the favor. Really, anything. Pictures of goats, love children, video of Matthews comparing Helen to her namesake from Troy. Hey, a scrap of paper showing that somebody owes you cash. You need a heavy hitter to help out there. Without them, you're doomed. Then you need to pick off the members of the disciplinary committee. This is gonna be hard. Don't even bother with Derek Honeycomb. He's gonna chair it. He's a neutral figure. He's not to be messed with. And he spoke in your defense at your hate speech trial, even as he was publicly disagreeing with you on Twitter. So keep him, because you'll never make a case against him fly. But everybody else, you need a reason to keep them, to recuse themselves. Start with Susan Shibango. She's a minerals minister. She's spoken against nationalization. She's a good place to start. Explain the conflict. Then there's Febe Potjita Gabuli. Tricky to find something on her, but didn't she work with Gwynnie for a long time? That might help you a bit. Then there's Colin Shimane. Oh, that's easy. He's close to Zuma, one of the national officials who brought the charges. Therefore, now, I am the law. You may want to think about keeping. Not sure which way she'll go. Then while you're there, you can nibble parts of the disciplinary appeals committee as well. Its chair, Cyril Ramaphosa, is against nationalization. Trevor Manuel... Yeah, well, you've annoyed him enough in the past, and once you're past these two, you should be in the clear.